putting our defense force and making it a political football. It's one thing that we have to try at most, and as we've been doing, that day we have to try and suppress our party political interest to the interest of our entire defense force and of our security of our country. Therefore, I also wish to invoke one thing that all of us, when we take an oath, we remind ourselves, we say, we'll try at our best to remain honorable and stand for the country constitution, and that we'll try our best. So I'm saying, I'm reminding, I'm revoking this to try and remind ourselves that, by the way, it may be a short term, but let's also try our best. Especially this week that we look at the annual report. Those annual reports speak to our heart, speak to the hearts of South Africans on the finances of the country, on how have they been utilized. Therefore, it's quite critical that as we go through those reports, we then also make sure that we, try our best to see whether this tax, the money of the country, have been utilized in an appropriate manner, befitting the obligation that the public has entrusted us with as an oversight committee of parliament on defense matters. On those few ways, I want to thank you, and hopefully we can then have a smooth, of course, challenge.
Chairperson, on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, give the congratulations on the appointment. We look forward to a very healthy and progressive and positive relationship. Historically, it has been. It is hoped that, as you know, that traditionally we have allowed in the committee people to have their views and concerns. The defense of our country, the attentive, it's a great challenge to be able to be all.
Thursday and on Friday, you have to work on the sport. This is not just the committee report, this is on the annual report that we have been doing for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Anyway, Thursday and Friday, we're looking at those reports and putting on recommendations. That's the key. That's what is on the problem. Now, I go then to next week. Next week, you remember the problem that Master is experiencing now. We're supposed to start on Monday this week, but we changed it that let's start on Monday, on Tuesday, the 26th, 27th, and 28th. What we're going to be taking in the 25th, 26th, we're going to be taking a presentation of the state of readiness of the digital form. How it is allowed to be applied so that we feel fight ourselves and keep ourselves in confidence for further growth. That will happen on 26th and 26th, but it should be well happen. And then on Thursday, we'll then have the defense industry. Defense regulation industry presenting a paper through its representative AM, half of which we never come. Now, that's when we come to that law, but that's to prepare ourselves, to remind ourselves that we remember that the defense industry, there have been reports, you know, saying that one is not doing well, that one is not doing well, so now. Now, what we have decided to do, we have then decided to pay attention at the policy level, at the monitoring point, like ourselves, to say, how do we do right now? So that is going to happen on the next week. But I'm taking members, because I know what you mean, you are already and I'm sure you'll be able to have that to say that this problem is also high stakes that we must improve the state of our defense in the state of our nation in our country so that we all at least become the contest leader of the people of our country. So I'm appealing that members should then take keen interest in this problem. We're not going to continue along only for this two years. This week and next week from them will be useful if you go and prepare your discovery. I think. Okay, thanks. I think they are also being reminded because it is has been distributed to members. To indicate their availability for readiness and those briefings. But I'm saying this time, I bring ourselves a full task. It's going to be up to our interest. And the second thing attached to next week's program, we're all happy that it doesn't have any big power, that it has a good choice for us. Now, the relevant people of information you'll get is in the course of the week, but also the necessary information that I've been done. So that by this Friday, when the house those okay, next week when you're putting the food from Friday, just have to take that into account. I'm sure the staff will keep you informed and say, what accommodation, what transport, all that will be. All right. Thanks for that. Then we can go to directly to our item. Now, as you are aware, colleagues, one other thing that we have access to in Parliament is to say, let the research unit refer, because what it will be studying is because, in addition to what we study, they have studied and you can see they have to give us what they did now. That is not exhaustive. You can still raise
And then, secondly, there was a formal meeting related to asking the public private partnership, and just like to know what the feedback on that. At the end of phase one, just basically refer this to the mandate and the vision statement of the council. And then the third thing is just the technical testing. I was informed that entities can deliver or submit these reports, you know, in different factors. We had a question on that. But more important is that it doesn't seem that the council has any formal strategic or business plan. And we just ask, you know, what is the position with regard to that, is there any development on that? That is with regard to technical aspects. If one looks at four, it's just an overview of performance of the council, the chief of the challenges, and then you see there are about 6 or 7 elected achievements. Firstly, that the council has received an unqualified report from the Auditor General. They have managed to show a net profit of 1.863 million for the specific financial year, which is basically a 14% increase on the previous year. There is also an active involvement in supporting the ultimate interest in the outer community for non-commercial purposes. The so-called Department of Community. They also co-hosted the Cape Town Military Tactics with the National Defence Force, with quite a bit of money for the crew. And then, as I said earlier, the Council Management Control Act in Feasible was withdrawn, meaning that the Council then remained under control of the Ministry of Defence. And they also had 5% increase in visitors going through the gate. With regard to the collective challenges, which I will discuss in more detail later, firstly, there's no formal business and strategic plan. There's failure to appoint a CEO, CFO, and an audit committee in terms of EPFMA. And it's also really relied on the SNES for the day-to-day maintenance of the facilities. And this also led to the postponement of non-essential maintenance expenditure, resulting in major work on the council in the rear. And then, of course, of the whole issue of the possible transfer of the council from the Ministry of Defence to the Department of Arts and Culture, there was also a non-compliance with regard to certain matters. One looks at the key results here on page 3.5. Saying that the council has set for themselves 3 strategic objectives in the absence of this formal strategic business plan. And the first one is to preserve and protect the military and cultural heritage of the council. Secondly, to optimize the tourist potential of the council. And then lastly, to maximize the accessibility to the public. And then there's just a question is with regard to these strategic objectives. The challenge there is that they don't indicate specifically what targets actually be met. And we ask those others that have been set whether those have been met or how far are they in progress. If one looks at the financial statements and the report of the Auditor General, the council is indeed in a good financial position. As we indicated earlier, the net profit of 1.8 million. And it's especially the cash position of the council that allows it to cover certain of the contingencies in the future. And what cannot be able to create an opinion on the current ratio of the council, the ratio of current assets to the current liability is 5-5, meaning that every rand that is owned by the council, it can actually have 525 banks available to cover it. And if you look at phase 4, there is just a brief summary of some of the financial issues with regard to the castle. 90% of the total expenditure. You can see that it's the largest amount portion of expenditure and consists of items such as advertising, insurance, and museum expenses. Maintenance as a percentage of total expenditure is around 23%. You can see clearly that increase in maintenance on property and building. You can see the increase between the 2 years, 75.3%. Quite a huge increase with regard to the maintenance. Plant and equipment increased by up to 30% between the 2 years, and that is due to addition in office furniture and fitting to the amount of 44,000 and museum antiques to the value of 9,000. There's a decrease of 25% in the inventory, and there's an increase in the income. As I said earlier, this is a result of 89% increase in interest earned on bank deposits. We'll not be in the third column, this is a specific space in the note. And then day 9, this is a trade receivable decrease, but payable increase. Then there's a decrease of 20,000 and a trade receivable and an increase of 8,000. And then just lastly, the cash and cash equivalent increase with around 35%. The question that we asked there on top of 25 is that the increase in maintenance is obviously very worrisome. Existence is the responsibility of the Department of Public Works, and the Department of Court has spent more than 2 million in the past 5 years on maintenance. And just want to know what is the latest with regard to renovation. And then what can the committee actually do to assist the task control board, you know, to control these expenditures on maintenance. And then in strategic objective 1, a reference is made to related parties on page 13 as well as on page 34. I just want to know what does this entail. What goes that specific page in the annual report, you see that the first two relate to looks like transfers to the new museum, but then in the 3 and 4, the first two to which contain army support base in Bakken, and we're not quite sure what it is, and we're trying to unpack and explain to us whether this was money coming in or money going out. That is with regard to the related party on page 54 of the annual report. And then the last entry there on page 54 in that column is the amount of around 12,000 that has been paid to the council manager. And we just want to know what exactly this is, because it looks like an over and above amount. With regard to the report of the auditor general, though the council is an unqualified report, matters of concern related to the failure to establish an audit committee, the failure to establish an internal audit function, the vacant post of the executive director, the non-appointment of the vice president, the supply chain policy that has been developed but has not been implemented, and then the non-appointment measures for the representatives of the Textile and Forest Board and 2 representatives appointed by the minister and the provincial government. And then there was no risk management policy, and then the council also applied for tax income tax exemption as the revenue received from making gains available for hire to actually constitute taxable income. And then there's just 2 questions related to that. Firstly, and you can explain to us what is the feedback with regard to the risk management policy, as well as the tax income tax exemption, whether they need to apply for or should they actually do that or not. And then also, what is the latest with regard to the vacancies on the council control board? With regard to governance, particularly human resources, know that the council currently employs use 18 members, and 11 of them are actually paid by the Department of Defense. The council employs 7 members themselves to execute duties related to work no longer occupied by SNDF personnel, meaning that they've withdrawn them over time. And then the salaries of these 7 members comprise more than 10% fully directed facilities. But due to the overcame of all expenses regarding the substance, allowing air transport accommodation in terms of the board requirements. And then just want to know, so what other expenses are they except selling substance allowing air transport accommodation? And then whether all these expenses are actually deducted from the agency's budget. The next issue relates to corporate governance. You will see here table on 26. Four meetings were held. What's concerning is that the chairperson may only attended one of those meetings. And the question is asked, you know, although it's an over above staff, what impact, what are the implications, you know, would it affect the functioning of the CCB if the chairperson only attends one meeting? On the last page 27, this relates to the system of internal control. And they said, because there was no internal audit function, they actually conducted a physical stock taking. Now, the question is, you know, is that indeed a viable alternative, you know, for such a system? And we'd like to know what was the result of that stock taking and what's the latest, you know, with the implementation, you know, of the internal audit system. Thank you.
Thank you, the honourable members, I want to take questions from this one, but I want us to go to the next one. The one next one is the AMSU. So that then you start to start to get together and to find it. Can you do it that way? Continue with the next one, the AMSU panel.
For the defense force. Now, members will know Megapandikar has also developed a document with regards to this, what is the election contest. And related to that is the question that follows is on 22. Firstly, is that follow-up will have nothing to stop us in this process. As mentioned earlier, although it was instruction from our cabinet, follow-up and has not been consulted. That's firstly. And secondly, that if they are going to attend today because of our force, it means that the Council Act needs to be amended, and we don't know what made it from the Parliament has not been approved with any amendment law on the Council Act. But to know who's actually responsible for the next draft of the amendment law, and how far is this process of accepting the daily and this new draft, and what do the Council think about calling the DAO now going to fall directly under the Secretary of the State. Next is just the mandate, mission, and values. And I'd like to draw attention to the values specifically. It has values such as leading by example, results driven, customer focused, payment respect for others, excellence, teamwork, integrity. Going forward, just regards to government strategies and objectives, it deals with the constitution, that is saying about the same force and its portal that our court has to place. And then in the state of nation in 2007, although it was by very different to our court, one notes that South Africa is one of the main few contributing countries to the United Nations, key support operations as well as the AU. And also can actually play a role to support these operations. Point five is the overview of performance, the achievements, and the challenges. But before that, just note with regards to the 17 key performance areas, how they have actually achieved. Firstly, say four of them have been exceeded, have been named in here, and five of them have just been achieved. The other five have been partially and three of them have not been achieved at all. And then phase four, what they just see is in the table format, each of them have been exceeded, achieved, partially achieved, and not achieved. We want to go forward to the selected achievements. Also, as we see, an unqualified report from the Auditor General. Secondly, the Simon Charles Rockyard has eventually been transferred to the DOD, also on court on the 1st of September 2007. And then, thirdly, there was significant process with regard to the state industrial participation obligation. And then, they fully complied with ISO 9001 classification requirements. And then, just listing this, what are the specific progress that has been made with regard to the strategic defense package. Saying here, the last three submarines have been added to the Navy, and all four figures are fully operational, and the support contract has been concluded. And then, three of the 30 light facility helicopters have been delivered to the airport. And the first two are 56 Gripen advanced light fighter aircraft have been delivered, and then delivery of 16, or the first 16 of the 24 war in-flight trainer aircraft, and then 21 of the 24 war aircraft, and then all four Super Link helicopters have been delivered. If we go to the challenges that we'll cover in more detail later, it certainly with regard to the preferred future corporate form and position of armed force. Secondly, the first payment to armed force was increased by an annual rate of 5% for the past 2 years, as well as for the current year. We need a decrease in real terms, considering the inflation rate of between 3.8% and 10.1%, meaning that they got 3.9% less if we contest inflation into consideration. And then, also, select increases were not market related, and it actually led to more designation 6 months away. But the first 6 months ago, and that itself to meet the state deadline. And it is various institutions by the general manager of corporate space against the CEO. And then the cancellation of the Missoula tender process, resulting in return, non-return, and legal costs to ARCO in the amount of $12 million. And then the direct instructions from DAP members to senior management of ARCO without proper channels instead of being followed. If I look at the various key results stages, 6.1, the first one is the establishment and implementation capability management model by 1st September 2011. And it says that as the past is achieved, the question is, you know, what are the reasons behind that? And what are the implications of this partial achievement of the state today? Second one, also past is achieved, and what is the to be integrated with this baseline and two data. And we just ask the question is, how effective is the position versus register? And has any challenges been encountered thus far? 6.3 deals with businesses, learners, and the same is that the learners have been submitted to SACWA, and we ask, you know, what is the latest with regard to this roll-up, and are they indeed regular SACWA, you know, with SACWA? In this regard. 6.4, it used there was self-turnover was not achieved because they said it at around 90% of the sales price, and they give the reason there as the sales have not been achieved due to changes imposed upon the sales material proposal regarding the sales approval process and the exceptions placed by the Directorate of Conventional Arms Committee and the sales of thermal vehicles. And then we asked the question, you know, what were these challenges? Secondly, as the DCACC, she made aware of this loss of income, you know, this ARCO actually suffered. And then this last day, you know, as this situation began to begin a reoccurrence. Regard to 6.5, these were the takeover management of the label dockyard assignment job. They have not met the deadline date, and they say that some of the key partners that have won no after the organization plan developed by 31st of March 2008. So we ask the question, you know, why did the partners go and why did they not achieve this specific target fully? 6.6. Is due to the demographic profile of ARCO. It says three of these four goals have been achieved, but one, there have been 65% of external appointments in the non-technical functional group to be women, but not achieved. And while the target was missed, but only 1.17%, it still shows the track of operation at major achievement in the ability. But we want to know, you know, is there indeed a big turnover of staff in this specific category? If yes, what retention skills are in place to retain this specific startup group, and then what plans are in place to prepare to new employees. With regard to the Airbus heavy lift transport aircraft, as I said earlier, you know, the subject is 6 months delay, and there's a risk of a large 6 months delay. Saying that the program initially progressed well, but all milestones being achieved, and trying to control the announcement of the delay, which will have been fixed in the first aircraft, will most likely be delayed by approximately 12 months. Now, just want to know, you know, what exactly caused the delay, and are there any penalties for the delayed delivery? In terms of the cost of the ETS, you know, why some of us know, you know, why are there no penalties for late delivery in the contract or the agreement? And what are the implications for the second ETS, especially since they are increasing, you know, increasingly involved with key support operations on the continent, and I believe that these Airbus transport aircraft are actually purchased with the view of utilizing them to deploy key support operations. If one looks at point 7, the financial statements and the report of the orders in general, one nur diese Situation, ein Abschluss, wo man die Erkenntnis aufruft, wie das begonnen hat. An der next page, it is based on cost. So you say the loss by the subject for the year under review was 8 million from RAM compared to a surplus of 27.8 million for the previous year. And this is due to the low performance of harmful business, as well as due to the delay in the approval process for the disposal of surplus defense material. And there's also been a delay in placement of orders on the Defense Institute, resulting in us enough time to deliver a full service in the current financial year. So just ask you then, what specifically caused this delay with regard to the approval process, and are they planning, to address the situation? Another reason for the loss is apparent delay in placement of orders on Defense Institute. So what exactly does this status and how would it be addressed? If one looks at the income statement, the revenue for the period was 1.4 million, the increase of 1.91 million rand. And if one looks at the 5-year review in the start of the city, it actually shows an increase in revenue between 2006 and 2007 of 5.6 million. And then the fluctuation is the main due to an increase in the sales of goods. And the expenditure indicates an increase of 68.9 million, which is mainly due to the acquisition of the dockyard. And then this is the resulting surplus for the year is then 44 million, down from 58 million in the previous year. The balance sheet, saying there that the non-current assets, other assets indicate a decrease of 5.9 million, while the current assets show an increase of 42.9 million. And then the total assets increase from 2007 to 2003 was 43.3 million. And under current assets, the account receivable shows an increase of 30.9 million. And as at 31 March, doubtful debt, and that is what that table relates to, were as follows, saying that between 30 and 60 days, 15.3 million, 60 and 90 days, 4 million, 90, 120 days, 8.8 million, and then 120 days, 50.4 million, and then totally 124.4 million rand. And we just saying here that if one looks at the table, that a large portion of the debt outstanding is in the 120 days category, and this represents effectively 40.51 and 38.38% for the years 2008 and 2007 of the doubtful debt. And we ask what are being done to recover especially these debts, and while only the 30 to 60 days show a decrease over 2 years, what strategies have been followed to improve the debt collection? And then, just need some clarification what exactly they mean by neither past due going fast as well as past due but not fair. 7.3 deals with how retiring medical benefits. I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to quickly read you some of the issues. It basically deals with a medical scheme for the personnel after they retire. And then we just ask the question, while it's commendable that corporations provide medical benefits beyond employment, this is not a general practice that we find found to be beneficial. So we just want to know where does it come from and how can that be to be.
I'm going to suggest that we call it here with the next presentation, that we continue reading the document for our clients so that we allow the department to come in the best of the time. But like I say, that we need to make the way we just have to.
CMG, how are you
doing?
How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay.
And in the class, I mean, like the college.
Thank you.
Before it starts, I would like to say that we are not part of the Catholic Council, but adding our entity in that context that represents and supports itself. But before it starts, I would like to also take this opportunity to congratulate you on your appointment. Then I will take you through the report in terms of the performance analysis, as well as the financial statements of the report.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and members of the committee. As you said, and I'm also the chairperson of the Customs Control Board. And I'm going to present the annual report that is for the financial year 2017-18 of the Customs Control activities. The aim is that the Control Commission and the scope. Now the scope has taken from normal transport in Cyprus. You have already received a copy of the actual annual report, the hard copy. And my presentation will follow exactly the content of the annual report, which is the introduction, composition of the Cultural Control Board, which is according to the control management, the Cultural Management Act, the human resource management, the corporate governance. I would like to say that corporate governance will be and is the primary focus of the Cultural Control Board, because this is where most of the errors in terms of the Cultural Management Act and the mandate of the Cultural Control Board and against the Vatican as general concerns are addressed. And then it could be the performance information, which will highlight the business activities of the castle, the major challenges of the castle control board, and then the support of the Department of Defense, and the specific objectives, which is the main area which I'd like to draw attention to. And also introduction, I'd like to say that the report is presented according to the TFMA, accepting the defined words, therefore, report on the activities of the organization. And the applicable legislation are the first decision of the RSA, the TFMA, the federal regulation, the Custom Management Act, which from all those acts which are stated, this is the main act which instructs the control. The composition according to the Act, and again, I would like to refer you to the actual composition as it stands right now on your report, the actual report. But according to the Act, this is the composition. There should be a representative from the Department of Defense, of which I'm one, and then there is the representative from the Army Support Base, Western Cape, is Depot Museum of Cape Town, the Department of Public Works, the Cape Town Regional Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the City of Cape Town, the South African Tourism Board, the Western Cape Provincial Legislature, the Minister of Defense, with the civil representatives, and then the Chief Executive Director, a very critical president within the board, and then the Secretary. That is according to the Act. But as you can see in your report there, this, all this appointment has not yet been filled. And then according to the public service regulations, we are supposed to give the statistical information of the HR, the management, of which as stated in the report, about 18 members, which are recommended by the DOT, and then 7 remunerated by the Capital Control Board for its own the general investment revenue. This is the area where I would like to spend some time with the public governance. The reason being that it has been the focus of our the management, and the reason being that prior, or just during the course of this particular reporting year, you will remember that there was the cultural bill, which was later through Parliament, and that sort of control of the activities of the Disciplinary Control Board. And later on, when the bill did not succeed, we have to refocus on what are the mandates or the guidelines of the Capital Management Act. And as you can see from the report, that the objectives of the Customs Control Board and the guidelines say is to preserve. This is one of the strategic objectives. There are about 3 strategic objectives. One of them is to preserve and protect the military and cultural heritage of the customs, optimize the tourism potential of the customs, and maximize the public accessibility of those services of the customs of control not occupied by the military. And of course, compliance with the Safe and Customs Management Act and the profitability. Now, I'm going to just give you, just to contextualize the report in terms of the reporting within the financial year and what is happening, and also to contextualize the Auditor General report. Now, prior to the failure of the full bill, the focus was the migration of the customs management to the Department of Arts and Culture. So the main focus was not only on stabilizing and on the effectiveness of running the customs, but on migrating the customs to Department of Arts and Culture. And me spite of the issues which are at stake, that we are focusing on the migration, not and enhancing the strategy of objective for our countries, the strategy of objective. But the main focus was on the migration of the culture. Held during the first of the year were in support.
committee hearing earlier directors has been established for the CEO to be appointed during this financial year. The vice chairperson was appointed on 4 April 2008, and 60% of the vacancies, as mentioned in the 07-08 annual report, have been filled. The risk management policy. The draft risk management policy has been established, and the audit committee will assist with that function. The CCD will not appoint a separate risk committee for that function. And the last one is mentioned in the Auditor General's report is the income tax exemption. All relevant documentation has been, is to be completed by the CCD bookkeeper, whereafter this will be distributed to SASH. And then the Auditor General's report. As you are all very well aware, we have received an unqualified report, which we are very proud of. And the Auditor General highlighted non-compliance matters in terms of federal legislation and matters of government. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. That was from our side, and I do not open our pocket. Thank you, sir. Senator, the Gulf of Control. The reason why income side, your profit, net profit for the year, your balance that you have in a bank, short-term investment. I need to tell them that this needs to come before with such a healthy balance sheet. But are you going to afford the CEO? Are you going to afford the CFO? Or are you coming back in a year's time so the money has been eaten up by the two appointments? I need a balance to say, yes, you need a CEO, you need a CFO, but you also need to attain your good financial records that you have here. And my last, very last question that Achenbach has alluded to, the major maintenance work remains in area. And then we talk to the Department of Public Works. Can you just unpack for us? We've discussed it previously with the Castle Control Board. It's a matter of concern for this committee that it is in area. It's a very old building. And it needs, over and above your day-to-day management, it needs major renovation and maintenance. And if it's not that, if you don't get the money for that, I think it's your duty to tell us and to see how we can assist in taking this matter forward to make sure that the major maintenance of the car is completed. Thank you.
Just
that
is alone.
Thank you, Chair. My point of clarity the rectification plan. I would like to know what is being rectified or what is this rectification plan. Just a question of clarity. Then, of course, there is a question of internal body charter. What does it involve and what does it cover? I also want to be sure that I'm clear that the cost is under the DOP because of some confusion that you are on. And I want to know what is the rationale for the composition, because I find that it's pretty wide. Is the economy in the other case now? What is the rationale for this type of composition?
But also, I'm showing this both to the board
to the fourth and the second. Something needs to be done with this. Because the whole is spending a lot of money with the maintaining it. Something needs to be done. Because we want to see Good Hope improving more than what we're seeing from this financial year quarter. That's one. Two, I just wanted to check. Sometimes we were told that a number of stakeholders who have architects that are tech in the world. I just want to know how and what are these stakeholders contributing to the maintenance and also the security of these assets that are kept in place. And on page 25 of the report, I saw that you are owing a lot. I just wanted to check, what is it you are owing? Is this the same maintenance money that is not been paid? And without, if that's the case, how are you going to get that this money from the Department of Public Works? Because I believe that this is what they are supposed to be paid. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. A few questions. On page 13 of your report to the committee, the actual hard copy. Good governance. And the key objective is they want to ensure good governance. But in terms of actual performance against required outcome, you say that an audit committee to be appointed now. I don't know, is that how you actually, I would have loved to hear an audit committee has been established as mitigating action. There's a concern raised, we visited. And now I would like to see what this committee has been appointed. So you also speak about draft supply chain management policy and conservation management plan. How do you determine that we should follow the actual against requirements? See, there's an objective you want to achieve, then there's a plan put in place, and then it is implemented. So if you say it is an actual performance, when it has not yet been established, so that's a fine, quite problematic. My misunderstanding is because you said to us in your report today here before the House that audit committee under audit committee may have implemented for appointment of the audit committee. So you are still in the process of achieving something. So how come you become a patron again? You know what I'm trying to say. So I want to know how far is that process. The other concern, during public hearings, we were discussing possible plans, business plans for the castle. And one of the issues that was raised was an option of public-private partnership. Can you tell us about have you seriously considered that? Is that still in the pipeline? Why was it, if it was considered, how far have you gone? If it wasn't, why? Thirdly, Chair, with your permission, you also spoke about 60% of the vacancies now being filled. Can you please enlighten this committee as to what constitutes the balance of the 40% and why? What are the problems associated with it? Why can't that be achieved? The other concern of the committee would be the increased amount of money you're spending on maintenance and repair. See that there's an increase between the 2 years of 543%. I see that the department has spent about 2 million rand in the past 5 years. But we want to see whether you think that is sustainable, and can you put a figure, actual figure, on what contribution you are receiving from the cost you are receiving from the DOD? To see, so that we can have an understanding as to whether minutes is spent, you know, continuously, I mean, so to whether that's sustainable. So can you put a figure on what you're actually getting from the department? Finally, in conclusion, in the absence of internal audit system, we were told in our last visit to the castle that you were in the process of taking stock. We don't see the result or the outcome of that stock taking in this report. And I write off, I mean, why so, what was the outcome of that? Thank you, sir. I'll just stop here.
So we should let time talk about this part and we'll take the other approach.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, members of the committee. Some of the questions will be answered, I think, simultaneously, because they are later. I'll start with the issues or the question of the strategic business plan. Now, in fact, as Dr. Colin was presenting this question, I remember some of the meetings we had, certainly had in part of those particular meetings, because we went through the same thinking process with the strategic business plan. And I must say, I can that when we went through this thing, it was immediately after the sale of the skills field that now we have to take stock as to where do we go from here. And then the first thing was that at the center of the stability and ensuring good governance and management was that we have to go back to the capital management act and the appointment of the CEO. Now the CEO is supposed to assess the good welfare and management of a concept like the capital tourist-oriented concept, and he must be very well versed in business and his processes. And which is the expertise which he one finds very much in the transport. And that was the focus, that before we can do anything, we have to focus on appointment of the CEO. And the market view was that we are going to have short-term business plan until such time we appoint the CEO. Now that's why it's not different business here. We have short-term business plan which will take us to the first stage whereby we are going to appoint the CEO who will now come up with a short and medium-term business plan which will now run the capital orientation in the context of the but now the challenge was, can we sustain or afford to pay such a person? Because when we looked around and compared to other businesses, sometimes we found that that would be a person at the rate minimum of about $1 million a year. And looking at our revenues, would afford that if you put that in and then CFO. Then came the issue which Inspector O'Trady became addressed, the issue of the related taxes. The biggest revenue generating concern of the capital is the market. And we took a decision in the last board meeting that we are going to migrate the market over to be under the management of the capital control board, because it has plus finance and revenues of about 4 million
Problem.
we have looked into that one and there was the interface of liars with most of the historians as to what is the role of the custom, what is the role of the custom vis-à-vis the history, the physical and the digital history of the system of the custom, which is so relevant to us, and we have to take it as part of the history. But the only issue is that when working in our budget, our budget does not include the running of the castle. Our budget is only the development, the maintenance of the readiness of the national defense force to protect the sovereignty of the country, not the running of the castle. But now, hence, the tributary option becomes so relevant that while this is being such a critical capability, for the defense force, and then the absence of financing to run the tributary, it becomes a different option in order to accomplish the service of the defense. And then the issues of maintenance and defense that are related to the and others.
Thanks, General. The restoration maintenance of artifacts. Is that in the Cape Town British Museum? Is that what you meant? Specifically in the museum which the CCB is responsible for? Because the artifacts in the William Fur collection is something totally different, and they are responsible, and the Indigo Museums of Cape Town will be responsible for that restoration and maintenance. The artifacts in the Castle Military Museum, the Castle Control Board will pay for that restoration and maintenance. Does that answer your question?
Another stakeholder, what is their contribution?
I don't think there's any contribution. It all falls within the mandate of the CCB to pay for that. There were some other questions also. Yep, maintenance, and then the exhibitions and publications. There were two exhibitions during the Yanni Review. The one was the Hendrik Snell exhibition, and then the Eastern Cape Frontier War display was completed and open to the public, and still currently open to the public. And the military base in the Cape in early Victorian times, 1855 to 1865, was published during the year under review. The major maintenance work, I do have some positive feedback. Department of Public Works appointed a special consultant, Mr. Harvey Fagan, to establish a maintenance program. That's just beginning, but that's positive news. The value of this contract is 900,000 rand, and hopefully Mr. Fagan, well, he's already appointed and will start with the program as soon as possible. There was also a question on do we know whether DOD or DPW has a fixed amount? No, we are not. I have discussed this with the Department of Public Works and regional office in the DOD on numerous occasions, and they cannot give us a fixed amount of what they spend on the castle. They cannot.
The other two questions which I'd like to address. The other one has to do with the feeling of the taken. The stock taken, I'll address that one again. And then with regards to the feeling of vacancy, that depends on the stakeholders. We have written several letters to the various stakeholders as stipulated here. But if they don't send in their settlement, it becomes
Can I read the same question? We'd actually appreciate if you could tell us those entities that are not cooperating with you so that we can assist you. Because we want to bring sort of that. If you tell us who is not cooperating with you.
And then with regard to the stock take, we consider the stock take, but it also after the financial, we consider the stock take. And I think that would reflect that in the whole 8 or 9 financial year.
If we go down the list on page 8 on all the vacancies, I can just we do have a representative from the City of Cape Town, Mr. David Hart. We have now a representative of the South African Tourism Board. The two representatives are appointed by the Minister of Defence. The one will be Mr. Dave Mitchell, Advocate Dave Mitchell. The other one we appointed, or trying to appoint, Dr. Dan Slay, who is an expert in military history, Cape military history. Unfortunately, the Act states that a member cannot be older than 70 years, and his birthday is in November, and he turned 70. So we'll have to redo that one, which is very sad. The only one that we offer various letters, we can't seem to get a representative from the provincial legislature of the province of Cape, of Western Cape. And of course, the CEO, which we will appoint during this year.
So the 40% that you're saying, 60% is good, 40% includes the Western Cape legislation. That's it. How many members are there? City Council, they say this.
Yes, we've got City Council, we've got Tourism Board, we've got one from the Ministry, from the Minister. It's just the Western Cape Provincial Legislator and the CEO. That seems to be a problem.
The management of this staff, where they account to SANDF members, account to SANDF on their tickets they are performing there, or are they accounting to the CCD? What they did, they never get applied to the I thought it was one thing.
Thank you, sir. The advantage of the disadvantage of asking a lot of questions is that most of the questions have been answered. But I would just like maybe a little bit of elaboration, and I'm very glad to hear that you are actively applying your mind on the possible PPP setup, because it is so that I think when the repeal bill was in the pipeline, there was the board went into sort of a limbo situation. Now things are going well, and one is just scared that, you know, when things go well, you start becoming a bit complacent. So I think from this side, one would like to urge you to keep applying your mind in order to get to arrive at a solution that will preserve the council in all its facets. On a viable, in a viable way for posterity, because it would seem that the possible transfer to arts and science well considered, and I hope that we will not follow that route again. What I would like to know is, because I think Dr. Quirtle said, you're going to appoint a CEO and a CFO, and all this is going to cost a lot of money, and what looks like a good balance sheet at the moment might turn out not to be such a so good. So my question would be, are there any imaginative projects to generate income, increase income? Because next year this time, we would like to see even a better performance. Are there such projects in the pipeline? Or are we just going to sort of carry on as in the past year? Thank you.
Full of it.
No. I am full of it, but maybe the presenters wants to attend to the questions that they have. The first question has to do with the reporting and the administration of the personnel functioning in the hospital. As indicated, with the absence of the CEO, the personnel manages the day-to-day function of the hospital, the member of the National Defense Force. And all the 18 members which we reported on report to you. He acts like the CEO. And all this report is compiled through him. We are the monitoring this body, the Customs Control Board. We are the body monitoring that particular management structure. So all those personnel, SSDF and non-DOD members report to that administrative structure, in turn that administrative structure reports to the Customs Control Board on a quarterly basis. These are the business plans which are talking about the monthly and the short-term business plans, which are the ones which have ended up the end result in the culmination of the production of this particular annual report. So definitely all of them report to the CCP. And with respect to the future generating projects for revenue generating projects for the hospital, the first one which I did just want to make sure that we understand one another quite well. When we talk about a strategic business plan, we talk a similar plan that the Department of Defense has and a similar one that the Armed Forces. It's a strategic business plan over 3 years. It's a rollout. So the next one is 2009-10 to 2012-13. That's a 3-year business plan. I'm not talking short-term, medium-term business plans in the current year or next year. I'm talking a strategic business plan for a cost control board running over the next 3 years, starting in 2009-10, similar to the department and the other entities. That's the business plan I'm referring to. This is probably the first part of the CEO or the cost control board to produce that business plan. And then you will come back to us and say, this is the business plan, this is what we plan. This is the annual report. These are the activities that we address and how we manage it. And you relate that to the government. That is why I'm referring to the commitment referring to. We talk a strategic business plan. And then I just want to make sure that if you appoint the CEO and the CFO with additional income, I fully support you when you say you need to up your income. And when you up your income and you get more income and marketing, at the end of the day, that two new appointments must have value for money. Because that's the question we are going to ask. Whether you attain value for money by appointing a CEO, appointing a CFO. We don't want you to come back in a year's time to say we're running into problems. We couldn't up the income, but we up the expenditure, there was no value added. So we need a balance. Strategic thinking on your side, that you're going to make this a self-sustainable entity, part and parcel, your words, of the DOD mandate, that will generate income, that will produce value for money, and that will be financially viable. I just want to make sure that we understand one another, because that is the end of the day, what you have in mind and what we as a committee have in mind. And together we will work together. To help you and assist you and see how we can achieve that objective. And I'm very glad, and I want to re-emphasize, this committee has decided to not to go ahead with the deal. And because the DOD must remain responsible for the management of preservation and the ownership of that building, together with other related buildings in the community, is the property of defense. And we need the committee to make a decision that should continue, that you to exercise your mandate within that whole framework. Yes, thank you. Sorry, my one question was on the related properties. I know it's a financial question. If you don't have the answer, tell us, then we will find it somewhere. On page 34, the related parties, whether it's market-related prices. I just want to find out what's happening there. If you want to put it in writing later, you can do it, if you don't want to answer it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. I'm not sure whether my question follows from what Gordon has said. Page 34 of the notes to the annual financial statement says 14 related parties. On the face of it, I wasn't quite privy to that visit, might be for my own benefit. But there seems to be a related party at Zika Museum, in the Army Support Base, and of course, Captain North of it. Could you just maybe explain to me what is the nature of the relationship? The unconfirmed net value transaction related party must confirm. Just the relationship between CCB, the Secret Museum, and the Department of Defense. It seems to be three different entities, or am I wrong? And therefore, if that is so, three totally different entities, and it seems to be the money goes to the Secret Museum. And I'm just trying to get the structural party interoperability and how the funding flows. Does it flow to the Zika Museum? In other words, does the CCB then have less influence over the fund, and therefore you cannot afford a just the structural overview?
Thank you.
sentence which starting with the issue of the strategic plan, definitely the strategic plan was the same is the one supposed to be over the 3 and 5 years. In fact, this is the only tool which will be able to evaluate the settlement of the CEO. And in fact, the starting point, whenever you present this particular strategic plan to us from the onset, I think it will come. Actually, indicates that I think we do have a credible CEO because we didn't present something which really is not according to our expectations. We'll see that it's not the best we are going to find. Definitely, that's not being that we be, I think, roll out over a lot of different treatments to provide here. And the value of our government definitely, in fact, was not yet finalized. The relationship between the council and the ASC was then sell off, and this is that relationship. It's one of the relationships which have a history which is very difficult to defend. At certain stage, the whole country was run by the defense force, and there was a greater migration of some of its responsibilities. And right now, the listing of the head package to the ASC, it was to a certain extent determined by the partner sensitivity. It is for the first time, from my own knowledge, that the cultural control law has become an effective forum. Most of the time, it was there as a double track, but not as effective as we want it to be right now, where you exercise certain control and certain powers and given to you by the Act. And I think this the first step towards that is the taking over of the head package, which is supposed to be run by the city and now it's run by the ASP, which is first so that is the opposite of what is supposed to be happening. And then with the ASP, even there is no market to take that, but the relationship, how the relationship came about, I'm not really certain about that.
If you can give me some of Kaifan, is responsible for the management of the William circulation, and the William circulation is in the culture itself, in the gut, and that's the relationship between the two. So they are actively involved in the management of the culture, and the chairperson of the ECO, or this, the CEO of ECO, is
that funding attributed to the council, or does that funding attributable to Ezekiel Museum? In other words, is that the profit of 1.8 million plus 567, or is the 567? I'm just trying to establish how this is fitting to the bigger scheme of profit and plus your funding.
The entrance fees are divided in two thirds go to the Gospel Control Board, one third goes to William Fur Collection. I think that's what you're referring to.
Very good, yeah. Mine is not an actual question of clarity, yeah. But before that, on behalf of the portfolio committee, friends, and those who are here, I wish to congratulate the newly elected chairperson of this committee. Furthermore, I think we hope you will work amicably with the chairperson of the Joint Standing Committee on Honourable Money. I would like to be clarified here on a question of performance and information highlights. There is an amount here, profit, which amounts to 14%. Increase. I want to be clarified whether this particular amount which has been stated here, whether for paying venue, rent, or whatever. If not, where is this money kept?
What do each one get out of this entire thing? You've got one third going to Zico and to the ECB, now you've got a PPP model that wants to adopt. I mean, I hope you have looked at the implications. and the complex challenges that you might face, and you have got a plan to handle that one. So that was something that I warned you about. On page 34, in respect of the castle manager, that is Captain Mokalev, he received a number of Prabhupada, you make indication that perhaps this is for some kind of reimbursement, for self-owned contract, or whatever that is. Can you just explain that those monies, those 12,095 yen, whether this has happened in the previous year? If so, it's not reflecting in any way. So just explain that amount and what it is for. Thank you.
Yes, Captain Markle does and did receive payment for a cell phone or reimbursement for a cell phone contract, but it's also for the payment of overtime, that amount.
In my constituency, in a
colors. The place, the way the colors, the Italian, I don't know Italian people what, but they really maintain their faith. They really maintain their vision. And then you come to our, I'll give you an example. There's one in Ashland Street. They call it Men SS. You go and see. Glasses, this kind. Please, there's been a cut on this. Just an eyeball. Now I'm appealing that can the Department of Defense look at the nature and the state of military historical, what they call the reserve. Because those are only things that are there tomorrow. If other people are able to look after their in that way, what's wrong with that? I'm just citing the one that I know I've seen them, but it's just not a good sign for one eye to look at. And yet they have to say, these are the people that want to see the heart, a dedicated themselves. So I think the part of transformation is the DOP itself to try and think in a transformation manner to think, what are we doing with our heritage? So I'll leave it at that. And of course, the issue of financial, like the economic number of the that. Look, you know, it's hard to think that 6 months ago, this is the very castle that was to be given away. It's not performing. You remember the reason that we did. Now, you see, this thing will not stop members to start having a critical mind, a perception, when you bring a bee in front of them, or when you bring a ball. Because we start thinking about what is up to. Let's hear it. And at times it's not correct because it presents a picture of saying either people are one undermining, no, they won't see. Or people are saying, no. Let's find our way. So it creates a suspicion. Why people take it? And I don't think for us we can really update it instead of trying to treatment. So I'm saying, let's be clear on what we are doing. Other reports will come. Let's be clear that what we are trying to do is we are trying to make sure that out of the taxpayer's money of the country, we'll always pay for the best that will come up. What we are doing it for. We want to be the first world food, but we want to be a first world with shortage of work. And this is part by part at the edit level. On that note, I would like to thank you. And the second service was examined. For a last comment on this one before we move to the next.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Member. Interrogating the support as well as the recommendations that you have made. We will definitely go back to look at them and to ensure that they are important. Not with saying that this case is supported in so far as what is qualification is concerned. And I hope that in the next annual report, we'll bring even a much better support to that. Thank you on behalf of the DOE delegation.
No, thank you. I think there will be announcements to be made now. We were going to speak for months, but I need to now remember for also some more housekeeping matters. For now, we can leave with you. I think Stephen is coming to the same pathway or we can find it.
Thank you.
dealing with reports like this, and also we need a subcommittee that will look at it, so that we don't leave things to chance. Because at the end, this has to be a part of the committee. And as a group, we can do reports in a recommendation. As a group, now I need the guidance to say how. I know that they just to be almost participating to the ISD, to the UPA, to the FP, the deputy group, and my living, all about that. But basically, don't know what I'm saying, that in the meantime, PA needs to make sure that they have had that maybe they can support that when they come to the room, they don't have to talk to it. And then,
I take full note of your request. I'd like to cooperate with you, I'd like to make as much effort as we can. The main problem, it's not a DA problem, my personal problem. My problem is that, and I have discussed it with other people, is on the Friday, we're going to be back in the to congregation tomorrow. And therefore, it's difficult for me to participate in anything on Friday to come to the but I've discussed with other people, and he suggested to me that maybe we can try and see if we can't wrap these things up by Thursday afternoon. I can always take the last slide out as long as we sit there. I can make my contribution in time. So the only problem I'm having at the city is Friday, even with the Johannesburg program, Friday, I'm going to be back in Durban. But I can participate on the 25th, 26th. But when it comes to the Friday, no problem. Thank you, Chair. I hope you will.
I think it's okay. I think on all the streets like this, let's hope the work, most of the work is done by Thursday. Recommendations for what maybe might have an overlap, you know, might be part of the thing that we already have inside on, then that's always the best thing. Thank you, sir. And that's it, sir. You see, this is another report that they are being presented. Parliament is part of the must make a report out of this report. To say we've seen the report summarizing, giving our own opinion as we've been and recommendation. Now, that's why also we want to make sure that we are as inclusive as possible.
Thank you.
That's the
urge all possible members of this committee to attend.
senior pastor may not have all the money, he may not have all the soldiers, but surely if everybody contributed, it would be easy. I forget the name of our colleague here, who said that, well, maybe he was joking, but he did say that, well, this whole question of sending everybody there, what about when we check back here today, and all the culture was included, but maybe that is not the way. But seriously speaking, Chair,
no,
Africa must do something. This should not be seen to be just something that is carried on by South Africa, because eventually its capacity, air capacity, could be great. There are too many of those problems there. Look at Somalia, the other one has a problem. Somalia has too much, they cannot even enter Africa. So are we going to run along the shore in Africa alone without any input from Nigeria, from Kenya, from Tanzania? Thank you.
At taking place.
Dining hall. Old assembly, not
much. Old assembly.
Yeah. Even here, I see there are two children of 18.
No, I said.
But here it is open.
Yeah, it's open. I'm like, oh.
Hello, madam.
Hello.
What?
PMD.
Oh, PMD.
Yeah.
Must work proper.
Thank you.